Hey, what's up, guys? This is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem, and it is Friday, and my homegirls called me to hang out tonight, and I've been working all week. Like, I've been putting in these hours, and I'm literally exhausted. I kind of wanted to go out, but I don't have the energy to go out, so I ordered me some seafood from Mad Boil, ordered me some snow crabs, and I ordered me some crawfish, and I also bought me a bottle of wine for tonight. And I'm going to spend my Friday home relaxing. I just took a shower. I washed my hair. I deep conditioned my hair. And I'm just feeling like really relaxed right now. I wanted to do this podcast because for people that don't know me, I work in the healthcare field and I work in hospice. So hospice is a place where people that are terminally ill and they're not going to get any better. Like, their health doesn't get better. It doesn't improve. I mean, maybe you can prolong their life a little bit, but it doesn't improve. So I was speaking to my homeboy today, and he asked me, like, does that bother you at all? Like, working in hospice, knowing that your patient is going to pass away. And before, because I've been working in hospice, like, I had my business since 2012, but I've always had my background in the medical field and healthcare and things like that. And I've always had experience with hospice. So when I first started, yes, it did bother me a lot because I could get really attached to a patient and then I come to work the next day and they're gone. But I guess as the time goes by and, you know, I don't think it ever gets easier, but you just learn how to deal with it because you know that's what you're going to expect. And he asked me that and he's like, isn't that depressing? And I don't think so. I don't think that it's depressing. I'm going to tell you why. Because I feel like I am in this person's life for a reason. They could have had any caretaker, any nurse, any doctor, anybody to take care of them. And God chose me, right? I hear the horn beeping. That's the Metro North right by my house. So I know what I'm saying is facts. They could have had anybody. But I literally worked in assisted living for a long time and I worked with people that was in hospice and they were just literally dying and you just give them morphine and then they're just numb and they're gone, right? But anyway, the point that I'm trying to make is that it's not depressing for me. It gives me an opportunity to do my best every day, to show up for that patient every day. And I don't like to call them a patient. I like to call them a client because they have me in their hands and I have them in my hands. I don't like to call them a patient. Patients just sound like a sick person with a cold or someone that, you know, just can't get it together. I feel like a person that's in hospice, they are terminally ill and it's never going to be a cure. And they have to deal with that, right? I have to deal with that. But what makes me feel so positive is that I can give them that encouragement, even if they are sad, even if they are down. I can always let them see the brighter side of a coin, right? Yes, it does hurt sometimes to see your patients pass away, but I feel like I am here for a reason. And as long as I'm here, I'm going to put my best foot forward. I'm going to make sure that they are comfortable. I'm going to make sure that they smile. I'm going to make sure that they even have a laugh that day, even if they are not in the best of spirits, even if they don't want to do anything, even if they don't want to get out of bed, they don't want to eat, whatever the situation is, that is my job to take care of them, to let them know that I'm here for you no matter what you need. And I think that makes me feel so good. Like, yes, it is sad that you can lose a patient. You can get attached to a patient because they can be so nice and so kind and you see their spirit and you see that they were a nice person. And even if they weren't a nice person before their sickness, who you meet at that moment is who they are. And they're vulnerable and they need you. And I feel like, no, I feel like it's not a depressing job because I feel like I do my best for my patients. I don't like to say that word. I do my best for my clients, the best I can do to make them as comfortable as possible. So that being said, hospice care can be tough. I think it's a lot tougher when you're working with terminally ill children. That is that right there to me is a heartbreaker because you know these children didn't have a chance. If you see a child going through chemo and they're losing their hair or they're on steroids and they're so hungry and they eat it and their mom don't understand or their dad don't understand, and then they lose all their hair, and then you see these little kids fighting for their life. That breaks me down. That breaks me. I'm not going to even hold you. That hospice breaks me because you look at these little kids and they didn't ask to be here. They didn't ask for this illness. They didn't ask for any of that. So, and neither did my older patients ask or my older clients ask for it. It's just what life is and how it happens. But I feel like with the older clients, they had a chance to see the world. They had a chance to have children. They had a chance to get married or divorced. They had a chance to smell the roses, and the babies didn't. So I think that's what affects me the most. But working in hospice can be very heavy. Today I came home. I'm off tomorrow. I was actually supposed to be off this weekend, but I have an awesome, amazing client that I really, really like. She's the sweetest lady. And I'm not going to put her business out there because it's none of your business. But she's like the sweetest. And her husband is the sweetest. And her family in general is the sweetest. They love her so much. And I just want her days on this planet. I don't know how long she has, but she's in hospice. But she's amazing. And I just want the days that I'm working with her to be the most peaceful, the most relaxing. Whatever it is that she want to do. I asked her today. I said, what did you do before you got sick? And she said she liked to go to the beach. She liked to go to the botanical gardens with her husband. And I want to do that for her. I want to make that happen for her. I want her to be able to go to the beach. I want her to be, even if she's in a wheelchair, I want her to be able to go to the museum with her husband. I want her to be able to see her friends that she hasn't seen in years and have a dinner party for her. And this is beyond my job, what I'm supposed to do for my job, but I'm very empathetic and I just feel like that's why I'm in her life and I just want to make that happen for her. So I was asking today, like, what did you do before, you know, you got sick? And she was telling me she liked to work out. She liked to walk. She liked to swim. She liked to go to the beach with her husband. They would go on vacation. And they're just like the cutest couple ever. And I look at them and I literally get inspired. And I also get sad because I know that the time we live in, it's not easy to find a partner like that, you know, vice versa. But I just feel like now that I'm in her life as her caretaker and I'm there in hospice and I'm working with her, I want her to be the most comfortable and I want her to laugh as much as she can. And I know she doesn't feel that way because she feels like doom and gloom because she knows she probably doesn't have long. And I told her, you probably have longer than me. You understand? God doesn't have no time. Like, he takes whoever he wants to take whenever he wants to take them. So you could be in hospice and you can still outlive your neighbor, okay? So don't get down on yourself because you feel like your illness can't be cured. Don't get down on yourself because you feel like there's no cure. It's never going to change. Nothing's going to happen. I feel like you should live your life the fullest. Even if you don't feel your best, I feel like every day you should put your best foot forward and just try. So that being said, I came home today and I felt a little down. And it's not because of my patient. I keep saying that damn word? Not because of my client. It's because of just life in general. It's just a tough life that everybody's living in. But I also count my blessings and see how blessed I am. And I'm so grateful for that. But then I keep thinking about my little brother that didn't make it. And I keep thinking about my little cousin that didn't make it. And then I think about my parents and my grandma. And then I go down this rabbit hole and then I'm crying and then I'm a mess. And I don't want to do that. Because I heard the story of the man that always wanted a new pair of shoes. He couldn't afford it. He was poor. He always wanted a new pair of shoes. The shoes had holes in it. And it was leaned over and it was ripped into shreds. And then he met a man with no feet. And then he met the man with no feet. And it made him appreciate his shoes with the holes. Because it's like, well, at least I have feet to walk. This man has no feet. So it's just like when you're dealing with people that's in hospice, you appreciate your life so much more. Even if you want more, you appreciate it more because it's like, you know, it can be so much worse. So on that note, I'm waiting for my food to be delivered. I ordered me some Uber Eats. It'll be 9 minutes. I guess I'll just talk to you guys for 9 minutes. It'll be delivered in 9 minutes and I'm going to pig out. I have my little glass of wine and I'm feeling amazing. But I'm capped right now when I'm saying I'm feeling amazing. I'm really sad. And I don't have no reason to be sad. I'm sad because I love my client. I think she's adorable. Her husband is adorable. And I just feel like they are so sweet. And I asked them, how did they meet? And she said they met on a hike. And she loves him because they never argued in 30 something years. They never argued. They never got into disagreements. And I said, is that serious? She said, yeah, he's just such a kind, nice person. And they're an older couple, but it's just like, I can't believe that they never really got into disagreements. And that shows that when you meet your soulmate, you guys are just going to agree to disagree and you guys are going to work out your disagreements. And it just gave me like a heads up that everything doesn't have to be an argument and everything doesn't have to be a fight. And I really admire this family, and I'm so appreciative that I'm working with them. I've worked in some hospice cases that were very, very sad. Like, I think every hospice case is sad, but I just do my best to make them feel as comfortable as possible. And I think when I come home and I sleep at night, it makes me feel very, very blessed that I was able to do that, because I have my strength, I have my health, and I'm able to help others that don't. And that makes me feel very, very good. Yes, I get paid for it, but it's not about the money. It's just about me feeling good about myself, because I can be doing any other type of healthcare, but I chose hospice because I know I have the empathy for it. And the reason why is because I lost my mom, my dad, my brother, my uncles, my grandmother, my best friend, my ex-boyfriend. I lost everybody that I love. They're all dead. So I dealt with so much grief and empathy, and I know how to deal with it. So I think the hospice care was just for me, perfectly for me. And on that note, I was going to say another 6 minutes because my Uber Eats guy is 6 minutes away, but I'm going to go because I've been up since this morning, guys. I'm tired. I wanted to go do my nails and my toes tomorrow, and I might do it. I don't know. I'm a little exhausted because I was off this weekend, but I did tell one of my clients that I would see them Sunday, and I'm going to work Sunday, even though that's my day off. I really care about this client, and I want them to have the best care as possible, and I know that they need me, and I will be there with open arms, ready to work, and no complaints. So this being said, you guys, appreciate your health, appreciate what you got, because in a blink of an eye, it can be taken away like ASAP. And me losing so many people that I love, it makes me appreciate my life so much more. And I just want you guys to just be a little bit more happy about being alive. Even if you are in a situation right now that you don't think you could get out, you will. Just talk to the Lord. He got your back. And you might not believe so, but believe me, I've been through the fire and I'm still here. So on that note, I love you guys. This is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem. And you know what? Before I leave, tomorrow is my day off, right? Actually, Sunday was supposed to be my day off too. Like I said, I'm going to work Sunday, but tomorrow's my day off, so I told myself I'm going to go take my, because my daughter's at my sister's house. I think my nephew is coming over tomorrow. They're coming over tomorrow. I'm not sure. But I told myself I'm going to go do my nails, I'm going to get my toes done, and I'm going to take myself to brunch. That is the plan for tomorrow. Now, I might not follow through with it. I might just order some brunch out, order it home, and just straighten up my crib and do a little laundry and just get everything organized for the week ahead. But the plan is to get out. Like, today's Friday and my friends invited me out for drinks and fun, and I'm exhausted and I really don't want to be around anybody. No shade. I love my homies, but I just don't really feel like being on the scene. I might still come out though. I might come around midnight. You understand? I don't know. I'm gonna eat my food. I'm gonna see how I feel. And I might just throw a little Yankee cap on, little hoodie, and just come out. But my body is like, nah, I wanna eat. I wanna drink my wine. I might even sing some karaoke tonight, or I might just watch a movie, or I just might watch YouTube. I don't know. But I have the luxury to do that. So on that note, again, this is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem. Count your blessings. Because every day somebody is fighting a battle that you don't know nothing about. So don't judge nobody. Don't talk about nobody. Don't criticize nobody. Look at the man in the mirror, which is you, and try to make yourself better for yourself and for your family and for whoever you meet. And on that note, I love you guys. Bye. Hey, what up, what up? This is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem, and it's 1:18 in the morning, 1:18 a.m. on a Saturday morning, and I had a couple glasses of wine, and I had some seafood tonight, and I stayed home, and I enjoyed my day on Friday, but today is 4:20, and those who like herbals and marijuana, this is your day. Happy 4:20 to you. And not only is it 4:20, it's a fight tonight. And if you guys like boxing, you already know what the vibes are. So my Saturday is planned to be cozy vibes and fun. And I want to eat. I want to watch the fight. I just want to chill. You know, I do like 4:20. So somebody give me some good za. Let me know where you at. Let's burn up one. Let's celebrate 4:20. Anywho, I don't know, really don't have much to talk about. I just wanted to do a part two because I did a part one earlier, which was talking about hospice care and things like that. But now I'm just basically just rambling because I had a couple glasses of wine and I'm feeling fine. And I'm just talking. And I did have something to talk about, but I can't remember right now. So I'm basically just freestyling right now. But yeah, guys, like, how are you feeling right now? Like, you know, we are so hard on ourselves, and I don't think all of us, but I think the ones that really care about themselves, they are very hard on themselves, and I feel like you need to cut yourself some slack. You're good. We're only human, nigga. The world ain't gonna stop because of your social issues or your life or whatever it is. The world is going to keep turning, so you just have to just learn to just go with the motherfucking tide of the ocean and you float on that bitch, and that's just that. There's nothing else you can do, okay? Like, I know you want to save the world and you want to have world peace and all of that, but it is what it is, and you just got to just play your role and just keep it going. And today, I heard about the man that set himself on fire outside of the Donald Trump situation downtown Manhattan. The dude set himself on fire, and he was 20 years old. I don't even know what is the conclusion to that story. I just heard that he was burning up in fucking flames. Dude set himself on fire. No one knows why. And I'm not making fun of the situation. It's just like mental health is serious. Okay, and we definitely need to check on our loved ones to make sure that they are doing okay. We also need to reevaluate. We need to like look at ourselves and see that we're fine and, you know, we're happy where we are, because like mental health is very serious. So yeah, the dude just doused himself in flames and burned himself, and you know, right in front of the courts downtown. And it's very devastating to hear, and just very just sick, because like, damn, you got to be literally not in your mind to do something like that. Because like, when I burn my finger, if I'm cooking and I'm taking food out the oven and I burn my finger, do you know how bad that feels? Like, your fingers all whooped up for like 2 days and it hurts. So imagine somebody to really set themselves on fire. You literally cannot literally be in your mind. That is absolutely devastating to hear. And I pray whoever did that, I pray that they survived. I don't know what happened. I just know that they said they took the guy and they took him to the hospital. And I do not know what his diagnosis is. I don't know what's going on. But I just hope that he's okay. And yeah, it's just a lot going on right now that we're all as human beings are going through right now. And I just feel like we just need to just chill the fuck out and just enjoy the moment, even if it hurts, even if it sucks, even if it's sad. I think you need to just process that moment and you just live in that moment, no matter what it is. That's your story to motherfucking tell. So if you're going to cry through it, if you're going to fight through it, whatever that you're going to do, just make sure you're living in that moment. Because a lot of us go through things and we try to run from it. We try to numb it. We try to hide it. We try to cover it. And we don't deal with it. And we just need to deal with our motherfucking shit no matter what it is. You know? And I'm at the place in my life right now where I'm so comfortable with me that I don't care to fit in with anybody. I don't give a fuck who's making more money than me, who's doing better than me. I'm happy for them. Like, I'm not a hater, never been. I'm actually like, you know, congratulations. And if you're doing really well, then I aspire. Like, damn, I want to do that, you know? I don't ever hate on no motherfucking body. What am I hating on you for? I don't know your tea. I don't know your stories. I don't know the tears you done cried at night. So I just take everybody for who they are, and I don't judge nobody, and I don't put nobody on the pedestal. So at the end of the day, I'm just working on me, and I'm just trying to be the best I can be. And that's not trying to be a superhero. I'm just trying to just be a good mom. I'm trying to be good to society. I'm trying to contribute some way. And even by me speaking to you guys, some guys might listen, some don't. I really don't care. I'm doing it because I just like to talk, and I feel like God gave me this gift to just preach to people so they can like not make the fuckery mistakes that I did, or just look at whatever it is that I'm doing, which I'm not even where I want to be, but I'm definitely not where I don't want to be. So, you know, you could take advice or not, it's whatever. But my whole thing is, I feel like this is what I need to be doing. Like, my career that I chose, that's what I need to be doing. My business that I run, my spiritual brand, is what I need to be doing. The way I take care of my business and everything is what I need to be doing. And I'm not going to stop. I don't have a lot of friends around me. I don't have a lot of naysayers or fake homies, or I just don't deal with none of that motherfucking fake shit. So it's like, if I see you a fake asshole, bitch, you gotta go. I'm not trying to be a fake friend. I ain't cackling with you. I ain't kikiing with you, bitch. You don't like me. I don't like you. Keep it pushing. You understand? There's no need to be fake, because I can't be fake. The only thing that's motherfucking fake about me might be my lace fronts, and even that is motherfucking real, okay? Because I came from a motherfucking human being head. That ain't no synthetic ass motherfucking hair, bitch. That's still human hair. So I may be fraudulent when I wear my little lace fronts, and I wear lace fronts because I sell hair and I'm an entrepreneur and I make wigs and I do things like that. Neither here nor there. Don't have to explain, but that's the only thing fake about me, bitch. Like, I'm real. I'm 100. I'm organic. And this is what it can get. And a lot of people don't like it. A lot of people get intimidated. A lot of people get frightened. Oh, she gonna take my man, bitch. I don't want your man, and your man don't want you. Okay, and I ain't even being shady, but I gotta go, because right now I'm being a little petty and I ain't trying to go there. But the moral of the story is just be who you are. Don't try to be no fucking body else. You can get so many things done and open so many doors just being who you are, authentically you. Because there's no one like you. And I'm going to tell you one thing. Maybe not everybody might agree with your personality. Everybody might not agree with who you are. But the ones that do, it's what's important. Okay? Not everybody might not get your cup of tea. But the ones that do, it's what's important. So the moral of the story is, be who you are. Maintain who you are. Love who you are. Keep going. Keep letting your shine. Even if you might not understand where you're going. And I'm like literally right now giving myself a pep talk, because I've been a little drained lately, just working so much and just processing everything about grief and losing loved ones. And it's just been a lot. And I'm just trying to do it all. And I ain't going to ever happen, you know. Every day is a motherfucking challenge for me. And I'm very grateful to be here. And I'm very appreciative. So on that note, if you listening to me right now, my niggas, then I mean you are dope, okay? And I'm not talking saying that you're dope because you listen. I'm saying you are really a motherfucking chosen too. Because a lot of people are so ADHD right now that they can't listen to anything longer than probably a minute. And then not even sometimes a minute. Maybe it's probably like a half a minute. Maybe it's 30 seconds. Maybe it's 20 seconds. But the ones that ADHD, they could listen maybe a minute, okay? But the one that listen all the way 9 minutes and 20-something seconds and I'm still talking, you're a real one. You are on your journey. You on your path. You on all of the good things right now, because your mind is opening to listening to whatever it is that I'm saying. It's nothing, no fuck shit. It's not talking about pink booty holes or whatever. It's talking about some real tea. It's not talking about no sex worker shit. It's talking about some real life shit. So if you're still here listening to Taniqua Lachey, yikes. You get a goddamn brownie point because you have the patience, the tolerance, the capability to just be still and be who you are, and you're on the right path. And for you guys, I love you guys. This is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem. I'm about to drink the rest of this drink and I'm going to go to bed. But I'm off tomorrow, so I'm going to take myself to brunch. But before I take myself to brunch, I'm going to go get my nails done and my toes done. And I'm going to take myself to brunch and I'm going to watch the fight tomorrow. And it's 4:20 and I don't have any herbals, any weed, but I know so many events tomorrow that's popping. And it's going to be a lot of za up in the sky. And on that note, this is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem. Love you guys. Stay sucker free. Be who you want to be. I'm out. Bye.